There was a time when the cure for leukemia was almost as lethal as the disease. Then a young doctor had a radical idea that would change the course of cancer treatment. From KUOW's City of Dreams team, Ruby DeLuna tells us how Don Thomas's work laid the groundwork for cancer research and set the foundation for Seattle's biotech industry.
At one time, Seattle was the place for bone marrow transplants. People came from all over the world. In 1987, renowned Spanish tenor Jose Carreras was diagnosed with leukemia. Doctors gave him a 1 in 10 chance of survival. He came to Seattle that fall for a bone marrow transplant. In this May 4, 1989 story on Morning Edition, Carreras reflected on his cancer treatment.
What is a real wonder is that I'm not only able to live a normal life, this normal life we are talking about, but then I can sing again, then I can go back to my profession, my artistic activities.
His transplant was successful, but it wasn't that way for patients in the early days. Back in the 1950s, Dr. Don Thomas had a simple but unconventional idea. He was convinced that destroying abnormal bone marrow with radiation and replacing it with a healthy one could significantly help patients.
And if you could do that, you could cure all diseases of the bone marrow.
Dr. Fred Applebaum is deputy director of Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. He worked with Thomas. Here's the catch. The procedure only worked on twins because their tissues matched. For the vast majority of patients, there were no other options. But Thomas thought bone marrow transplants could work for them. But the medical community thought it was impossible.
They thought it would never work. They thought he was out of his mind. It was really some of the things that were written weren't very flattering.
In the mid-1950s, Thomas tried the procedure on patients who didn't have identical twins.
It was a failure. Totally didn't work.
They died. There were two major challenges: the patient's body rejecting the new stem cells or the transplanted marrow rejecting its new host. He would struggle for 15 years before he would test his idea again. Then he got an invitation that would prove critical to his career. In 1963, he left Cooperstown, New York, to join the University of Washington's fledgling med school. He was recruited to head its oncology division at a time when the Northwest was still relatively isolated for medical research. He continued his work on marrow transplantation here. A second major development would forge the path for Don Thomas's work.
Members of the Senate, members of the House, ladies and gentlemen, we are here today for the purpose of signing the Cancer Act of 1971.
President Richard Nixon announced a national effort to fight cancer. It provided funding to create 15 cancer research centers around the country. One of them would become the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. In 1974, Thomas joined the Hutch. 4 years later, Thomas and his colleagues did their first transplant from an unrelated donor.
And it was for a young girl who had leukemia. And from then, we helped build the National Marrow Donor Registry. And today, we do more transplants from unrelated donors than from matched siblings.
This radical idea would become standard procedure for treating blood cancer. Luke Timmerman is founder and editor of the Timmerman Report, a biotech newsletter. He says Seattle provided the right environment to make that happen.
We've seen this in multiple industries, right? I mean, Boeing and Microsoft, these were founded by people who had what seemed to be rather strange ideas that were out of the mainstream. And a place like Seattle, without a whole lot of people telling you can't do that, was a fertile environment for people to test their quirky ideas.
Over time, Fred Hutch established itself as a leader in bone marrow transplantation and cancer research. And it wasn't just patients who came to Seattle. It also attracted bright scientists. They would build on Thomas's work. Timmerman says some even tested their own ideas and branched out on their own.
We saw this in the early 80s when the biotech industry started to take root around the country. Here at the Fred Hutch, there were several entrepreneurial faculty who decided, I'd kind of like to start one of these businesses and see if I can further apply my research and take it all the way to develop a new drug.
When you have joint pain and stiffness, accomplishing even little things can become major victories.
One of the notable companies to come out of Fred Hutch was Immunex.
My rheumatologist prescribed Enbrel for my pain and stiffness.
The company was working on the next cancer cure, but it turned out to be effective in reducing inflammation. Its product, Enbrel, remains one of the top-selling drugs to treat autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease. These spin-off companies would establish Seattle's biotech industry. To date, 32 companies trace their roots to Fred Hutch. In 1990, Don Thomas received the Nobel Prize for his work in bone marrow transplantation. Fred Applebaum says Thomas was very quick to deflect praise.
He always mentioned the fact that the nurses were his secret weapon in his struggles, and that he was very thankful for the families and patients who had participated in all the research. He was a very gracious man.
In 2012, Don Thomas died, but his legacy lives on.
Here's an example of one.
Dr. Stephanie Lee takes me to one of the clinic rooms at Seattle Cancer Care Alliance where patients come for treatment.
It used to be weeks in the hospital.
Well, and I've seen pictures. There's like a plastic barrier.
Ah, the bubble. Yes, we used to do that because we were so worried about infections. So we used to have, you know, filtered air and the bubbles, and everybody had to gown up and glove up and put masks to go into the room. And it was very isolating for the patients.
These days, the procedure is done outpatient. There are better medications to prevent infections. What started as an idea in Don Thomas's head is now used to treat an estimated 70,000 people worldwide each year. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.